If you have your Bible, Romans chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6. Romans chapter number 6, verse number 1. The Bible says, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us that are were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, neither death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." I want to preach on this tonight, if God be my help, on something to look forward to. Something to look forward to. Now, I got that title, I know, and it kind of seemed kind of like an oxymoron when you talk here, and Paul's talking to the Romans here. He's talking about sin, and he's talking about being caught up in sin and things that sin does. But looking at but thinking about it as something to look forward to. Amen. Praise God, as we see it playing out. And we see this in the Word of God. We see he's talking about grace here. He's talking about living grace that God gives us. And he said, "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" And now he's asking this question, said if we should continue in sin so that grace can abound. And people tell us, "Well, you know, if God's grace is sufficient and you know, for the covering of sins, and maybe we ought to just sin more and more so that God's grace would be more prevalent in our life." Amen. It's sad, but they're sincere. A lot of folks are sincere. I say, "Well, you know, I'm just going to sin more and more because God loves me and, you know, His grace is sufficient." But that's not what the Bible's teaching. He said, Paul went on in verse 2, he said, "God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?" He said, so what we see is when we're born again by children of God, that grace gives us liberty. Amen. You say, "Well, does it give us liberty to sin?" No. God forbid. He said, God, the grace of God gives us liberty to become the children of God, to walk with Him and talk with Him, to be led of Him, and He'll take us in the path He'd have us to go. Praise God. He'd take us down, in the right direction. Praise God. It's the direction that we'd go on wrong. Amen. So what we're looking at here, we see in here, He's talking to us here about His life and death situation. He said, "Know ye not that so many as of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death?" And so we see Christ, praise God, and we identify with Him, praise God, by the Spirit of God. That Spirit that lives in us when we get saved and we ask God to forgive us our sin, and that the Lord sends the Holy Spirit to move into us, to indwell us, and He comes in, He gets up, I've told you before, He kicks off His shoes, and He takes up abode in your heart. He begins to live in you. He'll take, if we'll let Him, He'll clean us off a place, He'll clean us off a table, and He'll set us a fresh banquet from the portals of glory. He'll give us the hope and the help we need and encouragement if we'll receive it. Amen. Praise God. He said it's through His death, it's through His burial, and it's through His resurrection. And we see that as a picture of baptism. We go into a watery grave, we go under water, and we come out in newness of life in Christ Jesus our Savior. Praise God. That's what makes the difference. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see something, praise God, to look forward to as we press on for the cause of Christ. Paul tells us, just like he tells them, that through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have hope today. Amen. We're not a hopeless people. We're not a hopeless society. We have hope in the Lord. He said, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Amen. We're buried with him. That old man has to go. It's put into the grave. It's buried. He said, we mortify the deeds of the flesh. Amen. He said, that old man, old life, praise God, has to be buried. It has to be put down. In order to bury that old life, in order to bury something, you got to put something over it. Amen. So what we do is we take that old life and we cover it by the blood of Jesus. Amen. That's what keep it being, keep it from rising up on you. Praise God. And then we begin to build upon the character of Jesus Christ to do the things and be the things that God would have us to be. So that old life is not only buried, but it stays buried. Amen. Now I know what happens though. The flesh in this world will want to bring that old dead person, that old person, that person you used to be back up. Amen. We went to a reunion last Friday night, my 40th reunion from my class, and everybody said, yeah, I remember you. And I said, don't tell it. Amen. Amen. Just keep it to yourself. Nobody needs to know. Amen. See, I asked Jesus to forgive me all that, and I wish you would too. Amen. But sometimes we can't. You know, we got to keep bringing that up, and the devil keep bringing that up. But praise God, we just need to put it under the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, there's something to be thankful for, to look forward to. Praise God, by knowing that you're a child of God, that you've been born again by the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, that you realize you're an old sinner. And the Bible says, if all sin comes short of the glory of God, and we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us those sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything in our life that ain't right now. God. He's already just taking it away from us. Amen. But we got to be careful, praise God, because sometimes we'll do that, but we'll say, but wait a minute, I want to hang on to that. Amen. And I believe I'll keep this. Amen. And Lord, I want you to take all this other stuff around me. But this is, you know, I'm just going to hang on these for a little bit. They kind of give me comfort, and I kind of like having them around. And Lord, if you'll let me, I'll just hold on just a thing or two while I'm going through here. I don't want to break your heart or do anything contrary to you. But I just got a few things that I just want to kind of try to hold on to as I'm going through this life, Lord. And one day I'll lay them down. One day I'll give them to you, Lord, but right now I'm just going to try to hold on to them a little bit because they comfort me. And you know, every now and then it seems kind of sad because of the things that I'm holding on to, it's holding me back. And Lord, I know you could take it from me and I wouldn't be so consumed. But Lord, I just feel like, amen, you ever do that? And the next thing you know, you're so burdened down with luggage, amen, you can't carry it all. Amen. And you wonder, Lord, where did I go wrong? Amen. Lord, why didn't you take that from me? Because you're just holding on to it so tight, praise God. And the only way he's going to get rid of it is to prize it from your cold, dead hands. Amen. But Paul said that we died with Christ, praise God. We bury that stuff. We put it out of our sight. That's what Abraham said when his dear beloved Sarah died. Amen. He went up there and he said, hey, listen, I need a place to bury my dead out of my sight. Amen. What we need to do, youngins, is we need to take this old sin that's dead, praise God, and just bury it out of our sight. Just get rid of it. Hey, that's something to look forward to, praise God. When you get that all behind you, praise God, you don't look back on it no more. Amen. What happened to Lot's wife? The angel of the Lord come down there and they got him out, and Abraham done bargained all he knowed how to. He had already went from 50 down to 10. He said, well, Lord, let's one more time. He said, if there's 10 down there in Sodom, said, would you spare them for 10? And the Lord said, yes. And if there's 10 souls down there that's righteous, he said, I'll spare them for, praise God. Got down there and they wasn't 10 souls in Sodom. Amen. Wasn't 10 souls, but they got old Lot, got his daughters, his two daughters, and got his wife. And the Bible said they had to grab them by the hand, drag them out. Hello? They got down there on the shore, praise God, and over on the shores of En-Gedi, and Mrs. Lot couldn't stand it. She had to look back one more time, and when she did, turned into a pillar of salt. Brother Bill, she's still down there today. There's a big old pillar of salt right on the shores of Engedi. And that said, that's Lot's wife. Been there for over 2,000, well, however long that was. Over 2,000 years, since Jesus died. 2,000 or more before that. And she's still there because she looked back. Amen. Praise God, I'm glad I ain't going to look back. That old man buried, praise God, I've reckoned him dead. Verse 11 by Paul says this. He said, likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. Amen. He said, we're just counted as a done deal. Amen. Praise God. Say, listen, that old sinful life it was. I'm so sinful, man, I was. The things I used to do, the deeds I did, praise God. I'm just going to forget them. I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to cast them at the feet of Jesus. Praise God. I'm going to pray about them. Put them behind me. And I'm going to repent of it. I ain't going to go back again. Amen. It's something to look forward to, praise God, when you got your sin behind you. Amen. The shadow of death will always be behind you as long as you keep your eyes on the Son. Hello? As long as we keep our eyes on the Son, that old shadow will always be behind us. All those old bad things we did, all those deeds, praise God, will always be behind us when we keep our eyes on the Lord. Amen. So we walk in, so Paul says that we walk in the newness of the resurrection of life. Praise God. He said, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Through that resurrection of life, praise God. He tells us about verse 4. He said, even so we also should walk in newness of life. That's that resurrection unto life. To be revived and thrive in Christ Jesus. Now what we do, if we ain't careful, we go around with our lip hanging out. We let the devil beat on us. And we get that pooch mouth and it sticks out there. And I think sometimes the old devil just lips us like a fish. Amen. You ever went fishing? Amen. Now, if you go with Brother Junior and you hook a big one, it's hard to get him to get the net. He'll say, preacher, lip him. Amen. In other words, reach out and get a hold of him. If you cannot, you're going to lose him. Amen. No, he don't do that to us. But that's what the devil does to him. Hey, man, what he does, if we get that old pooch mouth, gets out there, he'll just reach and get a hold of it. He'll lip us like he do an old bass fish, and he'll hold on to it. And once you get them by that lip, it's like pearl. They can't do nothing. Hey, man, you got them. And that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to reach out there and get us, praise God. But when we're walking in newness of life in Jesus Christ, praise God, we can see the power. The life and death, praise God, we can be partakers in the life, but we don't have to be partakers in the death. Amen. He said we can live and live forevermore in Christ Jesus our Savior. I'm a living forever. Amen. If you're a child of God, you're living forever. Hey, if you're a child of God, praise God, we're going to live forever somewhere one day. Amen. Boy, won't that be something. All those that profess Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. They're up there now rejoicing in heaven, waiting with expectation till we get there. See, it's, hey, listen, a child of God, it's not death, it's not goodbye, but I'll see you in the morning. I'm glad we have a hope, praise God, it's not goodbye, but I'll see you in the morning. Amen. Amen. That's what makes the difference. So we have life and death, but not only we have life and death, we have bondage and freedom. Amen. We have to ask ourselves, who is our master? Jesus Christ or that old life? Paul says this in verse number 6, said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, who? Jesus. That the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen? He said we've been given a new leash in life. We've been given a new perspective to where we realize and recognize there's some things that God just says I just don't care nothing about. Amen? I just don't want that to happen. I don't like it. Praise God, if God don't like it, Brother Bill, I don't like it either. Amen. It's wrong. And so we focus on that and we realize, praise God, that we're not under the authority, under the authority of law. We're not under the authority of Moses, but we're under the authority of Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 15, he says this, that what then shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? He said, God forbid. We realize that we're not under the law, praise God. We're not under the thumb of Moses, glory to God. That we're under the control and the care of a thrice holy God. A sovereign God who loves us and cares for us. That's why we got to keep His rules. Amen. He says in Romans chapter 8, he says this, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation of them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In other words, that's the stuff that God gives us. He said, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He said, for what the law could not do, and that was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. How do we walk out of Spirit, praise God? By walking after every word of God. By not dividing it, praise God, and saying, well, I'll take this and I'll leave that. But taking the Word, the body of the truth, and walking in it, and talking in it, and functioning in it, and living in it, and praise God, and praising God in it, and everything else falls in place, and we just begin to bless God, and we're not in bondage as under the law, but we're in freedom in the Spirit of God. He moves into us, praise the Lord, starts giving us direction, and we start to, as our high commander, and we just start taking direction from Him, praise God, and it just gets sweeter every mile. We realize our commander-in-chief one day is going to lead us into the portals of glory. Amen. We'll rise over on the other side. We will arrive. Amen. Hey, we ain't there yet, but we're headed that way. Amen. We're not under Moses' law, but we can't break God's moral law. That's what He gives us there in verse 8, praise God, living in the Spirit. Amen. You say, well, how do you do that? By yielding yourself to the Lord. Verse 13, the Bible says this. He said, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But now watch this. He said, but yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Amen. Get up every day. And I've told you this, and I'll tell you 100 million times if the Lord will give me an opportunity. Get up every morning and say, Lord, would you help me today to do that's right? Amen. Lord, help me today to do that's right. No matter what happens, Lord, help me to do what's right according to what you say. Lord, that I'd be found at the end of this day when I pillow my head, found well-pleasing to you. You say, well, preacher, people won't like that. That's all right. I don't care what people like. I want to say, this is what I want to do. What I want to live is what Jesus said. What I want to say, the one I want to like me, praise God, accept me, is Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen. He's the one that I'm looking for favor from, praise God. He's the one I want to be found well-pleasing to. Amen. If you live a righteous life, this world we live in won't like you. Amen. They don't like nothing that stands for godliness anymore. They've turned their back on God. They said, we don't want to be under Him. Amen. But God Almighty said, hey, listen, He said, you belong to me and you're going to do what I tell you. And you can be found righteous before holy God. He said, be ye holy for I am holy. And He said, I'll help you to do that if you'll let me. So we see something to look forward, praise God, to. That the grace of God gives us liberty. And because of that liberty, praise God, we have life. And because of that life, praise God, we have the freedom to worship God in spirit and truth. Amen? And we see this in a picture. Look at John chapter 11. Let me just give you this right quickly. John chapter 11. You remember the story of Lazarus? Lazarus, Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus. Amen. Where he was there and he was there and they called for Jesus and they said, Lord, you need to come for Lazarus is sick. You know, your old friend Lazarus. And he calls for him, but the Bible says that he tarried still behind. And he told him, he said, you know, we're not going to go up right now, but we'll go up a little later. And he tells the disciples, he said, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, verse 11, chapter 11 of John. He said, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. And his disciples said, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death. But they thought that he spake of the taking a rest and sleep. Jesus said unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. Amen. He said, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. So they called for Jesus. He tarried still 4 days behind before he finally went up. And when he gets up there, Martha and Mary, they're wailing, they're weeping, they're crying over Lazarus, their brother. And the Bible said Jesus got over there and they said, show me where it was. And they got over there to the tomb. And Bible, the shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:35, said Jesus wept. Amen. It broke his heart that his friend Lazarus was dead, and it broke his heart that his family, his friends, pray God, was so tore up over it. Amen. But I want to say there's something to look forward to, praise God, even in the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just so Jesus pulls up there to him, and he said, behold how he loved him when they began to weep. And Jesus groaned in his spirit, verse 35. Himself and coming to the grave, and it was a cave with a stone laying on it. Amen. Now I want you to picture this. So here Lazarus is, and he's died. They've wound him up, and they put him in this grave, which is a cave, and they covered it with a rock. Amen. Jesus goes there, and they show him where the lady wept. He wept over it, and he said, "Take you away the stone." Amen. Now I got to thinking about that. They said, take away the stone. Amen. Praise God. You know what? That stone was a holding things back. That stone was a holding things down. I want to say Jesus has come by tonight. Praise God. He said, hey, take away the stone. Just get rid of that that's holding you down. Get rid of that that's holding you back. Get rid of that that's keeping you, praise God, from coming to where Jesus is. Praise God. Just take it away. Jesus tonight, Brother Robert, he's saying, get rid of that. Amen. He said, that's a hindrance. And Martha's sister said to him, of him that was dead, saith unto him, verse 39, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Amen. He said, Lord, by now he's already begun to rot. He's stinking. And Jesus said I not unto thee? If thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God. What is the glory of God? That's salvation, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. That's what glory of God is. That's the power of His manifestation. What He's able to do. Amen. Praise God, not only for Lazarus, but for me and you. Amen. Glory to God. The devil ain't liking this tonight. Amen. That's all right. I don't like the devil either. Me and him have a lot of words, praise God. And I just tell him I don't like him. He's a stinking liar, and he never told the truth. Amen. He's a rascal and a scoundrel. So then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou heardest me always, but because the people which stand by said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. So Lazarus, he pulls up here, he tells him, he asked to move the stone, to take away that's holding down, holding back, that's hindering, amen, him getting close to Lazarus. Praise God. That's the object of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he come to heaven, or come from heaven down to here, and so he can be close to us, so we could he could reunite a relationship between us and God. Amen. That's the whole purpose of Christ coming. Amen. He loved us enough that he came himself. The Father sent him to whosoever would, so that they could build a relationship. You know what's wrong with most Christians today? We've got a profession, but we don't have no relationship. We don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. All we know who he is, that's called head knowledge. Amen. But we don't love him like he loves us. That's a heart knowledge. Amen. We ought to love him tonight, praise God, because the Bible says he first loved us. How do we know? Because he died for us. Amen. Before we was ever even born, praise God, he died for the sins of the world. Not for just me and you, but for all of us, praise God. Amen. So he comes down there and he said, he pulls up there to the grave. And verse 43 says this, and when Jesus had thus spoken, he had prayed, talked to the Father, he cried with a loud voice, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. He had to do that because if he had just said, come forth, every grave there would have, amen. But he's pulled up our brother Robert. He moved that stone. He took away the hindrance. He took away everything. That's what God do tonight. Praise God, if you'll let him. He'll get rid of all the hindrance holding you down, holding you back, and he'll let you come to him. Praise God. He said, if we'll seek him, praise God, seek him early, and we'll find him. Glory, hallelujah. And he said, if you'll draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. He'll come up close. He'll come up personal. He'll come up friendly. He'll come up loving. He'll come up with resources. He'll come up with power. He'll come up with unction. He'll come up with spirit. He'll come up with guidance and counsel and leadership and faithfulness, praise God, like we've never known before. Amen. That's the God. You say, preacher, you believe all that? I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't, I'd shut the book, go to the house, sit down, quit. Amen. The devil would love that. He'd love for me to do that, praise God. He tries to get me to do that every day. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Why? He does. Amen. He tries to get you to quit too, praise God, if you'll listen to him. Amen. You won't be in this tomorrow if you start listening to the devil. He'll have you out of here in a heartbeat. He'll have you sitting on the side of the road, praise God, twiddling your thumb, doing something you oughtn't be doing. Amen. Take you further than you want to go, keep you long, you'd like to stay. Never show you how to get back to the good graces of God. Said he cried out with a loud voice. Amen. Lazarus come forth, the Bible said, and he that was dead. Now I want you to notice this word. This is past tense. He that was dead. Amen. Lazarus was dead. He wasn't swooning. He wasn't pretending. He was dead. He wasn't in a coma. Amen. He was dead. Amen. He said, he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, amen. Now listen, now notice, Lazarus had left the grave. Amen. Now Jesus, he called him out, and Lazarus left the grave. So the grave is empty. He's not there no more. Amen. The grave is meant to play, a grave is meant to be a place of the dead. Amen. Not of the living. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you tonight, young'uns, if we die in Christ Jesus, that old body, that carcass goes back to dust from which it come, but the Spirit of God goes to be with him and give it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Ecclesiastes 12:7. Praise God. That the Spirit goes back to God to give it. Praise God. When a child of God dies, nothing of God dies. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you love the Lord Jesus Christ, the free pardon of sin, you're more alive at death in this world, praise God, than you've ever been while you lived here. Think about that. Amen. I'm talking about something to look forward to. Praise God. When we leave this old body behind, bless his holy name. Amen. Said he was bound. He said he was bound hand and foot with grave clothes. See, there not only was that stone holding him back and holding him down, holding him back, but those grave clothes had him bound up. Amen. There's a lot of grave clothes that we're living in today that's got us bound up, got us choked down, praise God. But Jesus comes along and he calls us out of the grave. He calls us out from the dead and calls us from the glory, and calls us into the glorious land of the living. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm his. I'm glad I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. Praise his holy name, and I'm going to live. Praise God, I'm going to rule and reign with him. Praise God, through the eternities. I'm going to rule and reign with him through the ages. I'm going to walk with him and talk with him. I mean, Brother Junior's going to fish with him. And we're just going to shout and praise God and give him glory for everything. Praise God that he's promised that we'd be partakers in him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Something to look forward to. Praise God. He said he's bound hand and foot in grave clothes. And his face was bound about in a napkin. And Jesus said unto them, now what's he say? He said, loose him and let him go. Amen. Loose him and let him go. Now them grave clothes had to go. Amen. Why? Because he said, I'm preparing for you a robe of righteousness. And Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, a robe of righteousness. The grave clothes, you got to get rid of the grave clothes. They've got to go. Amen. Praise God. So we see that Lazarus left the grave. The grave clothes has got to go. Praise God. And he begins a new life. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ. And you say, and I like it where the Holy Spirit tells you about that napkin was about his face. That had to go too. Because Jesus wants to see the smile on your face when you see him. Amen. He wants to see the joy in your heart, praise God. Represent that smile in your face and that smile in your eyes when you stand in the presence of the glory of God. Amen. He wants to see that. Can you just imagine? They take him grave clothes, him windings off of old Lazarus and set him free. Somehow the Lord elevates him out there, outside of that cave, outside of that tomb. And Lazarus come out there and he's still bound up head to foot with a napkin on his face. And they begin to unwrap him. They begin to set him free. And I can see him as he gets excited, more excited. As he gets excited, Jesus gets excited. I praise God because he's seeing a masterpiece in front of him. And all of a sudden he reaches and gets that napkin. He pulls it off old Lazarus' face. And Lazarus looks and there's the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that's spoken. And praise God, out of that tomb, out from the dead, into life and living. Praise the Lord. And old Lazarus, I believe he had him a spell. Amen. How do you know? Because I would. Amen. I'd had me a spell, praise God. I knew the Lord brought me from the dead to the land of the living, and praise God, they unwrap me. They pull that napkin away, and there's Jesus. My country, I'd had me a spell. Amen. After I'd fell down and worshiped for about 30 hours or 30 years or something, praise God, it had me a running fit. Amen. We see the Lazarus, he said, loose him, let him go. We see the beginning of life. He began to live again. He began to live his life with Jesus. If you look over in John chapter number 12, the Bible says this, and Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. And there they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Something to look forward to. Amen. Praise God. After this old life is done, praise God, when we get pointed to the other and in the other direction, praise the Lord, is looking for the direction where we're going to see Jesus Christ and him high and lifted up, where he's alive and well, praise God, and reigning as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Old Lazarus pulled up there beside him. Praise God. He didn't want to leave. Amen. He had done found him a place, and I don't blame him. I found me a place, praise God, and it's next to Lord Jesus Christ. It's close to him, praise God, so he can be close to me. Amen. A new beginning, a new leash on life. Ain't that what Paul told us in Colossians chapter number 3? Verse number 1, he says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Amen. He said, praise God, that's where Lazarus was seeking. That's where he was sitting. He was going to sit just as close to Jesus as he could. I don't know about you, but I want to sit just as close to him as I can. I want to be as close to my Savior as I can get. Praise God, I want to be there when he calls me home. Praise God, he won't have to holler and squall and carry on. I'll be able to hear him, praise God. He'll be able to whisper, glory to God, in my ear, and I'll just step out of here and go to glory. Amen. That's what I'm looking for. Something to look forward to, praise God, when it's all said and done. Amen. But the Bible says that the Bible tells us, Paul's teaching here, he tells us that we're both alive both dead and alive in Lord Jesus Christ. He said we're dead to sin and alive in Christ Jesus our Savior. Praise God, we've died out to sin. We forget about sin. We don't live in sin. We figure out what it is. And when the Holy Spirit chose us, praise God, we turn our back on it. We forsake it. And we go the opposite direction, never looking back, praise God, on that awful stuff of this world, but looking for the glorious appearing of a Savior. Amen. Praise God, one day in a little while. Amen. Praise His name. He said, set your affections, Colossians 3 and 2, on things above and not on things of the earth. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Amen. Something to look forward to, praise God. We died to sin, praise God, we live in Jesus. We're alive in Him forevermore. So you are, for ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, yours and mine, ours, amen, shall appear, then shall ye also, me and you, us, appear with Him in glory. It says, we'll appear with Him in heaven. Amen. I don't know about you, I'm looking forward to that. That's that hope. Paul says in Colossians 1 and 27, that hope of glory. A hope of seeing heaven. Because we know who's there, and it's Jesus, praise God. Alive, praise God, unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Risen from the dead and the dying. To live with Him forevermore. Praise God. To live in, amen. When the battle's over, it's victory in Jesus. The victory's already been won. Amen. Something to look forward to, isn't it? The victory's been won. Lord Jesus Christ is the winner. He's done been proclaimed the winner. Praise God. Victorious over death and the grave. Amen. And the giver of life everlasting. Praise God. I'm glad I got that today. Amen.